Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 84, Mailbox. So, for today's episode, I'm obviously not going to do a tech tip on physical mailboxes, but in this case, an app that was actually recently just released for Android. It was an app that was on iOS for solely on iOS for the longest time, but it provides a feature that is, or features that are pretty nifty. So basically, the app itself, Mailbox, is developed by the same developers behind Dropbox, and it's an email app based around swiping. So you might, whether you get one email every few hours or a lot of emails throughout the day, during the day you might realize that, okay, well, I want to be reminded of certain emails at another time. You've read an email, so you want to archive it or delete it, but you don't necessarily... Or maybe your intuitiveness is not necessarily there based on, let's say, the device you're using, or you want to get rid of it, but you want to be reminded later, and that's where Mailbox excels. So currently it supports, at least on the Android side, it supports using Gmail or iCloud email addresses. You can have both if you want. And you swipe around to help the app, or to help yourself use the app to remind yourself of emails later. Swiping right gives you two options, archiving or deleting. If you do a short swipe, it'll archive the email. If you do a long swipe, it'll delete the email. So you have those two simple options, nothing much really going on there. It might take some practice as far as the length of the swipe, but it's pretty intuitive. Just if you do, let's say, for example, a half-inch swipe, it'll archive, and a one-inch swipe will delete it. Don't quote me on those actual lengths, but as an example, that's kind of like how the differentiation and length work out. The bigger of options, though, are when you swipe left. So if you do a short swipe, I believe it's gonna basically give you the option to remind you later for that email. So for example, in an hour, you can be reminded again that you received that email. Doing a long swipe will give you the option to add that email to, for example, let's say you want to add the email to a to-do list. You can do that so you have your task set up, or that to-do list set up. So if you need to get in touch with someone, or you need to run a report and that email is your one reminder, then it'll automatically add it to your to-do list. Or if you need to, if there's a meeting going on at another time, it'll add it to that list as well. So the long swipe left will give you a whole bunch of different notification options within the email. And then later on, when that's time to remind you, you'll get that notification for that reminder. So the app itself is actually pretty nifty. It's really lightweight, so it operates as far as with its transitions and resource usage is really, really light and really nifty. The look and feel, at least on the Android side of it, is kind of a mix between iOS 7 and HoloUI, so actually it does look really nice. I have no major complaints with it. I kind of don't like the outline look of it in general, but overall, since it does implement the HoloUI, I'm not really complaining too much about it. I actually really like it quite a bit. And I'm actually going to give it some time to play around with it and see how well it works in the long run. But it is an email app that's worth checking. So even if you're, let's say you use a Gmail app and find the features lacking, then that's where Mailbox excels. As far as reminders go, I actually kind of like that idea quite a bit. So I'll have a link to the review I wrote up on the Android Realm as well, so you can check that out. It has a YouTube preview as well, which I'll include a link to in the show notes for this episode, so you can take a look at what it looks like, a brief walkthrough of what they offer as far as the tutorial goes, especially as far as the swiping and all that, and the looks and all of that overall. But it is at the moment a free app, so it's worth checking out and worth trying out, especially if you want to use it as far as an alternative to whatever email app you're using, whether it's Gmail or something else. They also pride themselves on being, or they say that it's a security first email app as well, so security should be really high on that front. I'm not sure exactly how to prove it or verify that it is that secure, but it's something to watch out for. Just make sure that it is not like nothing funny is going on with your account. I haven't noticed anything yet as well, but we'll see how it goes over the long term versus just the short term. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574 or find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to find more shows on the Geek.io network of shows or fill out our online contact form, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.